Nah, we don't need video. We're doing audio, bro. All
right, cool, calm. I can turn off the video then.
So wait, are we doing this now? No, but nah. Video, can't we record video?
We can, but how are we putting this out?
You can put it on YouTube.
I'm sitting here in my pants, bro. I don't
put on Insta Live.
I don't know how to turn my video on.
There's if you click the screen, there's a button that says start.
My video's on, guys.
Wait, do I have to put my video on?
No, I can turn it on.
Put your video on.
All right, I'm going to get a t-shirt because I don't want you to see my boobs. Can I get a t-shirt?
Wow. What are you skinning out for?
I'm eating my pants. I'm just going to start anyway. We're recording anyway. Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to another episode of Cut the Chat. It is Sunday night, and we're going to try and give as much content over the next few weeks as possible. And we're going to do it in this weird and wonderful way. Technology is an amazing thing. I'm in my yard, and the rest of the men are in their houses. And right now, I'm actually seeing them all because we're using this thing called Zoom, which is...
How come we can't see you, Ace?
Because I ain't got no clothes on, so I didn't want to put my camera on yet. I don't want to make
you... That's why we should be seeing you, Ace.
You know what I said to myself? Like, one thing, once this whole thing's over, I'm going to have a six-pack, and I'm going to have a wicked bar. I'm going to write bars. I don't know why. I'm going to have the sickest... Okay. I'm going to do press-ups or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I've got eight.
Yo. Well, I think I had it, you know.
I think I got it.
I think I got it as well.
How do you feel? What are your symptoms?
I got a pounding headache, man.
But you haven't coughed once since you've been on this line.
No, I ain't got the cough. That's why I'm not too sure. But I had the flu a couple of weeks ago, innit? So I can't have the flu again.
My body was like mad achy, and then I was like having the shivers and the sweat.
Ain't that normal for you, bro?
Three Nando's.
I wish. So it's peak right now. I'm unemployed.
Can I? Oh yeah. What? So you're
Explain
really
that, bro?
Yeah, the fleet that I rent a taxi from, they're going under, innit? They went under because all their drivers gave back their cabs.
Oh.
So not just them as well. Do you remember? There's no work on the road, so a lot of the cab drivers that have bought the electric cab for like 60 grand. They've had to defer payment for 1 month. They're going to probably have to do it for 2-3 months now.
Do you know what I'm hearing, though? I'm hearing that Uber's booming. So you might have to join the Uber thing.
Is it booming?
I know a couple of Uber drivers, and they're saying that they're not.
Oh, is it?
Well, you see that share prices? The share prices are not booming, bro.
Oh, is it?
What?
The share prices on an Uber right now is not booming. I lost their money.
I know an Uber driver that told me that he's dead as well. He said that there's nothing out there, so.
I don't know.
You know what?
What about you? Are they going to tell you to shut down sooner?
They have in America. They probably will do in a day or two. So.
Are people still coming in for trims, though?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Let me get a trim.
You know what I decided? I'm not going to get a trim until this thing's done. Fuck it.
Listen, the way your face is looking on this camera, you can't afford not to get a haircut.
I don't give a shit no more, blood. I don't even want to tell you, Wagwan.
No,
I don't even tell you.
Look at me, boy. You know? I am looking at yesterday's dinner, boy. Look at my hair, bro. It's a mess.
I applied for Royal Mail and they said that I didn't meet the criteria.
What does that mean? What criteria don't you meet?
Bro. You feel me?
What is that?
I thought I was overqualified for that job. Clearly not.
What does that mean? What don't you have that they need?
Bro, I told them that I have the expertise. I'm a London cab driver. I gave them my GCSE results. I told them that I worked in entertainment. Bro. None of that mattered, boy, because the letter that got back, they said that due to the high demand, they are not able to give me feedback. I was like, what? I deserve feedback.
Wait, I have feedback.
So what job did you go for?
I don't know. It's just something at Royal Mail. I think it's like a delivery driver or something, isn't it? I was like, wow, just what they're doing to man.
Like,
I'm just gonna sign on. Fuck it, man. I'm gonna sign on like everybody else.
Tesco's and Sainsbury's in them places, then they need staff because
all full up already. All full up. What? Yeah, they're all not. Full up. I know M&S aren't recruiting no more.
You serious?
They're not recruiting no more, 100%. Tesco's already full up. You got to remember that one of my friends, he applied for a Tesco's job and he said that he was meeting business owners.
What do you mean?
That had come, that hired.
Oh, that were coming to work at Tesco?
Yeah. They was literally applied straight away. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying? There is
How long do you guys really think this thing's going to last?
Bro, honestly, there's something on my mind saying 3 months, something saying 6 months. Mm. I reckon 6 months, you won't see movement.
6 months.
You think six? Nah, I think it would be a month. I honestly think it would be a month tops. That's what I
saw. I saw something. I heard the Q&A on the news today, and they said, yeah, that we are still like, we got more deaths in Italy at this stage.
We're 2 weeks behind Italy or something.
Yeah, and we've got more deaths at this stage
than Italy had.
Than Italy did. And Italy are in the front, innit?
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? And that was worrying. I was thinking, wow, that means it's about to get real.
Yeah, but no one ain't taking this thing seriously.
They're not, bro.
I saw videos of like everybody at Richmond Park today.
No, forget that. Having
a whale of a time.
Did you not hear that my man had a party yesterday or the day before?
Who? Is that legal?
Lethal.
I saw that.
Like, he had to apologize today, though, innit?
Yeah.
No one ain't taking it seriously, man. They're not taking it seriously.
I'm with you. See, when I left work yesterday, yeah? No, people are taking it seriously. See, nah, when I left work, see, when I left work yesterday, like, driving through Islington was a bit ghosty, yeah? Coming through Central was just a ghost town. You see, when I hit Brixton, there was a few more people. You see where I hit Streatham? See black people in South? They're taking a piss. Fulton Heath High Road was just like any Saturday afternoon.
Mad.
Jam. Like, I'm like, nah. Black people in South, they don't believe nothing.
Nah, not at all. Like, no one trusts the government anyway. And this is a time when we kind of need to trust them and listen to what they're saying. But because there's no trusting them. No one believes anything my man's saying. Everyone's just going to carry on doing their thing until someone in their family gets it and dies. That's when people are going to realize.
Yeah.
Femi,
are you awake? I'm just listening to you not talk.
Femi, are you praying?
Am I praying?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Okay.
For me, it's scared of no one but the Lord.
I'm different every hour. Like, 1 hour I'm shook. The next hour I don't care. And then that hour after, I'm shook again.
You lot, I think I've had it. And if I've had it, I've given it to my family. We're all still alive. We're all still going to be alive. So we're good.
I don't think you've had it. You might have been ill because there's the flu's going around. Yeah, the flu's going around. The cold's going around. There was an
8. When I told you, whatever I had, I've not felt like that in years. I don't even think I've ever felt like that. You know what's mad about it, Damon? Like, what's mad was, there was one day, I think, the day after that cut the chat, I went through my day, but I just felt physically drained. By the evening, my missus goes, she couldn't believe what I looked like. Like, my wife's mum said to me, Femi, we need you.
Wow. Them ones there.
Like, I went to bed, next day, I still felt rough. Literally, till yesterday, I felt super rough. I've been sleeping, Like, most of the time, I've been sleeping. I wake up. And you know what's been going on? Like, every pain I've ever experienced in my body, it was like I was reliving the pain.
So all the aches, that might be the flu, though, isn't it?
That sounds like the flu. Because I had the same thing. See that night that we podcast? That night I was finished.
That's probably Wednesday. Where I got this from. That's where we probably got this from, this guy, man. My body's aching, bro. Where would I have got it from?
I was fine that night, bro.
No, but he was carrying it then, isn't it? Now, if he's kicked him to me and he's kicked him, you got sound like you got the same thing as me, bro. My head's pounding and my body's aching.
Yeah, I had the same thing.
Oh, exactly. And this, and Damon's sitting in the corner like he had Willie in his bum.
I 100% had that same thing. Like, but
oh, my God.
Every, like, joint, your joints are hurting. And, yeah.
Yeah.
When you stand up, you're like, oh, like you're an old person. Yeah. Yeah, all of that. I had all of that.
Yes.
The flu. You man are good now. You had the flu. Just calm down. Everyone calm down.
Yeah, I feel like if we're coughing, that's when you need to be worried.
Yeah, yeah. That's when you need to worry, innit?
Everyone calm down. Listen, wow. I need to run something past you look, that I saw on Instagram today, yeah? So, you know, that is Mother's Day.
Mm.
So, imagine there's somebody that I know who's he's got a couple baby mothers.
I love the way this story's starting.
imagine he's posted off on the ground. Happy Mother's Day to my baby mothers. But listed all of them.
He listed like, how many?
Six.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
But the thing is, he's listed them by name as well.
Wow.
Wow.
Champion.
In order as well. In order of
breedation.
I said predation.
Them words there.
In order. I thought it was just classic. I thought it's classic.
Did any of them come for him though?
Not really, but this is how he behaves, but there's no malice in it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, are you man clocking that 80 to show off? Look at your setup.
Dang, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm not
feeling it still, I'm not gonna lie.
You're not feeling it?
Nah, because your thing looks legit. It looks like you're actually at the podcast. You should have come and set this all up in our houses.
Man's got the makeup light and them thing there.
He's got the whole thing.
Run that, let me see that light again.
The little ring light. Man's got the ring light and them thing there, you know?
You're a tramp.
You know what? I was gonna. You know, I seen all these DJs like DJing on Insta Live, and I was like, "Fuck it, I'm going in tonight." And I just set up the studio to start going in, but like, I'd rather do this. To be fair, we'll do it another night. And my party next week. Next week, my party. I'm gonna do it on Instagram. Not, I think Facebook more than Instagram. I think Facebook Live.
I think you should do a slow jams one as well.
I might do every night.
Call it Baby Boom.
There you go. I like it.
Hey.
Are you like
hating? Hey.
Back to the subject.
COVID-2020 babies.
Yeah. Let me go and get my charger. Hold on.
Lee, take us on a tour around your house.
Isn't it? Can we have a show of your house, fam?
Of mine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, look, this is my new pride and joy.
One. This is how you know Lee makes. Lee makes way too much money.
So what Lee's paying us here? He's got like a...
It's a globe.
You know them old school feet, them globes that you open it, it's got bare alcohol in there.
That's what Lee's got.
I've only seen this in like rich people and old people's house.
Exactly. Lee makes way too much money.
Okay, Lee?
That's my basket art pictures.
Oh, wow. Okay, you need to start telling them. Yeah.
You need to sell them because he's unemployed.
You need to start telling them.
That's funny.
Don't let the high ceilings fool you, blood.
Yeah, you need to start selling them.
Look at this guy.
So, hold on, wait. Did you not actually do anything for Mother's Day?
No, man. I didn't want to do that to my mum, man.
I was going to stop by your mum's because I saw the car and but...
You know what, mum? Mummy, the back.
Your mum what? Look, Ace is
your mum's gone. All that fancy setup. Dead.
In it?
Dead. Can't hear you cuz you're dead, bro.
Yo, there you go. Can you hear me now? Yeah. My mum made the banging dinner, but I got it.
What's that? Told in hell.
No, she was funny. She made me lamb. local roast lamb thing. Yorkshire puddings and parsnips and that.
What, is there something through there?
No, we actually there is, you know.
Look at Damon, ready to breeze out, man.
Look at your face.
I can walk to Ace's mum's house in about 6 minutes. It's at the top of my road.
Go through. There's food there, man. Mum lined me up, stopped me up. I got a nice pepper soup for my little flu cold thing.
I thought you might do pepper soup.
And some corned beef stew.
Okay, you can keep that.
Why?
Look, Femi's salivating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did anyone else see their mum today?
Yeah, I just got back.
Oh, okay. Is mumsy all right?
Yeah. She made me two-pound of jam and that.
What? That's probably why you're tired, cuz.
Bro, you know what's mad about this whole thing as well? What I didn't say to you, I've barely eaten any food. I could almost see my six-pack, my abs.
I said I could almost see it.
I'm not even joking. The most food I've eaten, since Wednesday has been today. I've been like eating minimal food. I lost my appetite, everything.
I've been eating like a savage, like a pregnant thing.
Like a pregnant thing.
Bro, you might want to see my belly. I'm
gone.
I need to go for a run. This is depression, blood. Day three of depression, bro.
Wow.
A serious question, So, you see how they're closing the parks?
Mm.
So, they've closed all the gyms and all that kind of stuff. And police at the, I think it was Richmond Park, that just stopped cars going in Richmond Park this afternoon for public safety or whatever. So, you know, like, if it gets to that where they are you not going to adhere to the lockdown fully if it's a full lockdown? Yeah. Like,
I think I would like say link you lot. If we were still going to link up and do the podcast, I'd still do things like that, but I wouldn't go to a house party or something like that.
No, not house parties, but I'm saying things like going out. Like as when I know when I sorry when I say going out, I'm talking about walking around the block or jogging around the block just to get some fresh air.
Yeah. I'll still do that. I'll still jog around.
Okay. So I thought no about it.
You need permission to leave your house.
Wow. This is sick.
You're allowed out for 30 minutes a day in France.
Mad.
It's like so you see people in prison. Are they getting no visits for now?
Well, somebody sent me... Somebody sent me a visit order. Somebody sent me a visit order confirmation thing by accident. I don't know why. It's just random. Yeah, just random. They sent it to the wrong person. So, but the thing is, I know everybody on the visit and I know the person in jail. I didn't know this person was in jail. But
it wasn't an accident if you know him.
No, because not for me. No, basically, see, imagine we're going to visit somebody in jail, but I've booked all of you lot. Yeah.
Mm.
But I've sent it to the wrong person. So imagine I'm supposed to send it to you for me to say, look your name down, but I sent it to Darren.
Yeah.
So he's just like, so I've got this thing like, why have you sent this to me? That goes, I'm sorry, I sent it to the wrong person. But it's just a confirmation thing to say who's on the order and who they're getting to visit. So that's still
running then.
Yeah. But obviously that's probably gonna get locked down soon as well.
You see in America they're letting some inmates out early.
Did you see in Sao Paulo all the inmates that escaped?
Mad.
Is that real?
Wow.
1,500 or something like that.
1,500 prison inmates, kicked out of the prison in Brazil.
Madness.
I don't know what to believe on the internet no more, you know?
Yeah, me too. Me, I don't know either. You're right. You're 100% right. True.
Like, it wasn't... I mean, I get why it can't be on the news, that it wasn't on the news. I get that why it's not on the news, but I don't know. It's
embarrassing.
You've seen the video of the woman that's in hospital? Like,
breathing. Yeah.
Now, I was told by various different people that that's a very old video and it's nothing to do with corona. It's about lung cancer from smoking.
Yeah. Bro, Femi, you're right. Did you drop?
But we did look like it, though.
Yeah. Man fell off the bed, you know.
I just repositioned, man.
Yeah, this video, like I've seen it, and everyone's saying, oh, it's old, it's old. So a lot of people are throwing out videos, but I've seen a lot of famous American people post a video, like real dramatic, like, God help us, you know, bloody, bloody, blah. And I'm like, and so many people are commenting, like, this video is not for Corona, it's 2 years ago, it's this and that and that. Even people sent me videos of riots.
The London riots, yeah. I was like, no, that was 2012.
Bro, I'm looking at this video, yeah, and I'm like, why are you smashing the windows when the doors are open? Right.
Yeah.
Rioting in shorts. Mm. Like, come on, you lot need to just fix up.
I saw some message about if sending fake news, you can get up to 6 months in prison. Do you see that one?
That sounds like fake news itself.
Sending fake news about coronavirus.
But do you know what the government is bringing in, though?
Go on.
I don't know if they're putting this coronavirus bill, yeah? But they were trying to bring it in where basically they're bringing in something where the police could arrest you and under the Mental Health Act and detain you if they think you've got coronavirus.
Yeah,
the police, they were doing it so that if someone from the government or the police says that someone's dead, the doctor normally, two doctors have to check it normally. And they're making it so they don't have to check it. It's just bare, like, things that they're bringing in. But do you know what? How long they're trying to pass these laws for? 2 years.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
So let me just go through some of it real quick with you lot. It's a bit mad.
Why have you locked off your camera, cuz?
Because I'm going through my phone. I'm using my phone.
And man, there. I've heard. I mean, obviously, that was bound to happen, that laws are going to be rushed through and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, but this is real. Like, it's like, obviously, it's real laws that they're bringing through where, like, they can take away your liberty. And it not imprison you, but detain you in a special facility, no matter where, even if that's a child. They're like, in America, they've already brought in mad laws already.
Did everyone's position change on your phone? Femi went down. Ace went, because Femi went along and then Ace went down and you went across.
Okay. Don't
get used to this. It's fine.
It's fine, but
it's looking like, you know, the rules they're bringing in is looking crazy, but we just need to be careful.
You have to be careful.
But then outside of that, I'm sorry, what was your question? You said something before I interrupted you, Damon.
Can't remember, fam.
We should do all the podcasts like this.
Every day, every week. Ain't
it? We don't have to move no more. That's going to soon happen, you know.
This might even be the new settings, man.
That's what they want, fam. They want us to move like this. We can't, Lee, I'm with you. We should still link up once a week. Just before we all bring sandwiches and salad. And
no, we should all bring oranges, mate. Vitamins.
You know what's going to happen?
Sanitizers.
We're going to have to meet up in like a car park or something.
Oh. Yeah, there's no way I'm staying in the yard. I've already been in for 3 days. We've had about 9 fights.
Oh, man.
Hence why I'm in the living room.
Do you know what I could do as well while we do this?
What?
I can play rhythms. Can you hear that?
Can you?
Do you hear that? You can do like sound effects and that. Sorry, <guys. laughs>
You can drop bombs.
So, like, if someone says something good, it's like...
Right, this is cold. This is better than our normal podcast.
You could drop one of Clue's bombs.
Drop a bomb.
Oi.
Gunshot.
Way too late in the house for that. Sorry about that. Apologies.
Obviously, people are awake.
Yeah. Don't pop down your yard. That sounds mad.
Excited. Yeah, it's hard. I'm not gonna lie. I'm trying to think of something to say.
Hey, cuz, this is not a time to get evicted, you know.
It's lit.
Someone tell me where this sound effect is from.
Catchphrase.
Done, no. 10 points for you.
Oh, you should do. You know what, Ace? You should do a quiz night. I was free.
That would be sick.
You could be the quiz master.
When are we doing it? Let's do it.
Let's do it. Like, show.
What is everyone's week looking like? Like, really? What is everyone?
Actually, I'm going to tell you, I didn't get the job.
Lee's week is looking exactly like this.
You know what? This week was looking sticky for me. Like, let's be real. This last week, yeah. Like, so I thought Monday, I had Skype calls every day and Zoom and conference calls, yeah, every single day last week. So I was like, you know what? I'd like to big up the resilience in my industry because obviously everyone's office has been locked off, but I was still talking to people at, like, you know, lots of serious organizations that are trying to keep things moving. But then one said organization, who I've got like an ongoing contract with for the year, they were like, oh, we can't honor your contract because of what's going on.
Wow.
We were like, huh?
What?
They were trying not to pay us like loads of money. We had to stick it on them real quick, boy. So don't you know I have staff, I have lawyers, I have accountants, I have all these people that I have to pay. I had to do one of them.
Mm-mm.
So what, have they come with the money now?
They said they are.
Wow.
But that's what's going on outside right now.
So what about you, Ace? All your things locked off for now?
Well, I'm not allowed to go back to work for 12 weeks.
12 weeks?
Yeah. I'm vulnerable because of my condition. And so cool. I need to... Bro.
Hey.
We're removing 48 time. Okay, cool. Oh, wow. Basically, we're only supposed to have 40 minutes on this, you know, but Zoom has just given us extra time. I don't know why. They said it's
okay.
I'm guessing because everybody's using Zoom.
They said that our conversation's so lit.
Yeah, because I'm vulnerable, I'm not allowed to go back to work for 12 weeks.
12 weeks?
Wow. Yeah. That's why you're so active. That's why you're so active on
Zoom. I'm trying to do stuff.
Active in all my life.
Fam.
He's right now.
It's peak.
I've got something for you, Ace.
Go on.
I've got gardening to do like this weekend.
Nah, I probably won't see you. Lot. I swear down. I don't think I'm gonna leave. I'm just gonna sit in the house and do stuff.
Fam, I'm gonna come and link you, bro.
Fam, my beard is gonna be mad. I'm gonna have the real Uncle Phil hairstyle.
I'm gonna come link you, Ace. You live too close to me to not come
Ace,
and link you.
Ace.
Yeah.
Just quickly. I'm sorry.
Go on.
You see when your hair grows, yeah. Does it look like Uncle Phil?
Yeah, because... Fuck it. So basically, yeah. basically,
look at that.
This part doesn't grow, but round the sides does. So it's Uncle Phil.
So if you grow it, say you grow it out, yeah, and you relax the size, you're like Hulk Hogan. That might be a look for you, the black Hulk Hogan blood, or no, Danny
I'm
DeVito, and put it back in one.
You can't do that. Sorry. That's nasty.
I think that look will look cold on you, blood. Nah, or dread the sides.
Dread the sides. Who we lost?
I'm here.
I think we lost Lee.
Lee's gone. Lee's frozen.
Did you freeze him?
His broadband's been locked off already.
No bandwidth.
He missed one payment and it's gone.
Lee's frozen.
He's trying to come back. Look, he's trying to come back.
I'm not off.
There you go. Are you back?
I'm back.
All right, there you go. We thought that you had lost you.
I thought I could hear you ripping my broadband.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, no bandwidth still.
Wow.
Can I ask what arguments you had in the house? What were the arguments about?
Corona.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Why?
What?
Too much talking about it.
Okay.
Oh, you are.
Yeah. Too much sending information.
Oh.
moving one, bleaching down one's vehicle.
Bleaching the vehicle? What do you mean?
Bleaching it down because you don't want someone to... got in there. Don't ask me, bro.
Right. So right now, yeah, as far listeners, right now, Lee can't talk too much because said individual that he's been arguing with is very close in proximity.
Too much.
See, he can't explain what's been going down. But it's getting peak. It's
I wish you lot could see my view right now. It's mad.
What is your view?
My view is mad. So she changed now. Anyway, I think we should lock this off. I don't want to. We can't give them all the content. I feel like I want to do this.
I want to complain about self-employed people not getting. As
yeah, you
much
should.
Government support, yes, as please, people that are in full-time employment, PAYE jobs, because it's a bit ridiculous. So again, I'm using my phone, Damon. That's why my video's missing. Again, right? If you are self-employed, you are entitled to £94 a week, which would be like £4,800 a year.
Violation.
And if you are someone that makes 30k a year, you get 24 grand salary from the government during the corona crisis. So imagine like being self-employed, you pay the same amount of taxes, if not more taxes, and you're only entitled to like £94 from the government. Whereas like, you know, someone else on like what, let's say divided by two, then someone that's in a PAYE job, they're what, getting £2,000 a month from the government, which is what, £500 a week.
Mm. Yep.
Mad.
It's taking it.
It's mad.
How do you think they came out with them numbers? Because it don't make no sense.
The thing is, the government wants everyone to be not self-employed. But most people are self-employed because they're like, oh, you know what? I can claim lots of things back. I don't have to pay that much taxes and all of that stuff. You know what I mean? Whereas like...
So what you're paying into society, innit?
Yeah. Whereas like people that on PAYE jobs, the government have more control over how much tax they pay. And they're taxed at source. Remember, me, Lee, Damon... I don't know about you. You work at the BBC.
What does that mean?
We choose. We choose how much tax we pay.
I'm still self-employed.
I thought they'd done your taxes for you, though, Ace. No.
Nah.
Who's self-employed? You.
Yeah.
Ace.
Mm.
Are you paying yourself for the next?
All of you lot to stop being self-employed.
Why are you putting my business out there?
I'm just saying. But. I'm just saying that the point is ultimately because we choose how much tax we pay, we're being punished for that. But why create a system where I can be self-employed?
100%.
It's not my fault that I'm self-employed. But anyway, I don't plan on taking any of their money anyway. I think it's blood money. I think one day they're gonna make everyone pay back. When the government's giving out free peas, yeah, you should be worried about the future.
Yeah, of course.
Because they're coming back for every single penny.
Nah, I think you should take it.
Yeah, that's...
Well,
that's
I got no choice.
Black people love her, like, take it. I think you should take it.
You should.
But when they come back, they're going to come back with a vengeance, mate.
How?
I think they're just going to cut lots of services. I don't know.
They'll make the money back, but I think you'll be all right for me, because if you take the money, you got to pay it back. All you need to do is just get my man to bust you again in the film. It'll be good.
What? Which man? You're so dumb. But I don't need £94. I'm all right, mum.
You're good.
That'll do me nice if anyone's giving it up.
Nah, I'm all right. I don't want the government's £94. I'd rather ask one of you, man, for £94.
Yeah, for real.
Is that £94? Is that a gyro?
I'll be honest. I would rather, yeah. Listen, I would rather message all my brethren, yeah. Once a week, yeah, do a blast to about 10 friends, saying, "Oh, I beg, let man £20."
Bro, do that.
Yeah, bro.
Listen, do that, not taking a piece.
You listen, should do that, you know.
I got a quick relationship corner. It's like all of them are just on this coronavirus thing. Quick relationship corner. So, a guy's run out and he just hit all of the shops, yeah, and just bought up bare supplies. He's like, in a day, he went from this shop to that shop to that shop to that shop. He also went to, so got up crack of dawn and went to the meat market, Smithfield's meat market, yeah.
Bad man.
Bought up bare meat. Yeah, people, if you don't know about it, Smithfield's meat market, man will put up bare meat. Now, his girlfriend's people were a bit laxy-daisy and they weren't really moving on this thing. So his girlfriend's like, can I take some of the food and the stuff that you've got and give it, I think it's to her aunt, yeah, because she didn't have a lot. So he's like, he basically turned around and said, no. So she was like, what do you mean no? He's like, hold on, wait. I've gone out, I've done all of this stuff. When I was telling you that I'm doing it, you didn't offer to come and help me with none of it. Yeah. To be fair, you gave me a list of things that you needed, but you didn't offer to help me. You wasn't up with me. I think you got up at something like 5 a.m. You wasn't up with me at 5 a.m. to go and go Smithfields and all of that kind of stuff. And now he's popping off. So he's like, is he right? Is he right to he goes, if it was her direct mum or something, he'd be like, yeah, cool. But her aunt is like, nah, forget all of that. So he's obviously it's called bare arguments. He's like, is he right to kind of uphold that?
Why is he being petty? Is he gonna eat all that meat?
That's the thing.
You know what I mean? For real though, that's petty though, isn't it? If you're going, you're going, isn't it? It's not your fault you feel like a sent out. Is what it is, isn't it? No one told you about 5 a.m. You're fast.
You did the runaround, sleep, didn't it? You wanted to do the runaround. You did the runaround. Relax, man.
All right, goes, man.
I kind of understand his argument. I understand it. I understand it.
I think in this time of madness, if you can help. If you can help other people, you just got to do it.
You just got to do it. You know,
like, a man there that are bitter. You're just bitter.
Ace. Yeah. Why is everybody else not moving a quarter with a quarter of the energy that he's moving? Everyone else just, you know what he said? He goes, some of these people, yeah, were like, why are you doing all of that for? Bloody, bloody, blah. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. So he's just slowly stocking up with different bits. Imagine like you've gone to 3 Tesco's and out of those 3 Tesco's that you've gone to, all you've gotten is beans and butter. Then you've gone to another 3 places, you've gotten this. So he's putting in work. Yeah. So he's saying for these people to be like, you're doing too much, you're extra, calm down, it's not going to be that. For now, when it is that, you're now asking me for bits and pieces. No, I'm not.
Listen, if you're gonna offer one or twos, yeah. If you're gonna do nice things, you just go along with it. Like you can't then say, "Oh well, boom."
He didn't offer.
I think he's being petty, man. Just let the woman own some meat, man.
For real, though, man. Let her chop, man. I like him. Let her chop, man. And on.
One time.
Times like this. There's no favor business. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Like your missus as well. Let your missus, like she's her family, man. Let your miss family. Come on, man. He's moving selfish. Moving like them panic buyers. Yeah. And panic buyers that are doing it just for themselves, for no one else.
Selfish.
So you don't think, yeah, that when he was planning to do all of this stuff and he's telling people, they were slyly mocking him. Yeah. Slyly mocking him. B, when everyone's seen him, no one's offered to help. The second day of the
all right. Day. He was right. They were wrong. The end.
But you know what? Why is he telling man his business?
They didn't think he was right.
Why is he telling man his business? That's like me telling you I've got 20 grand in my bank and then complaining. And you lot ask me for peas.
Oh, why are you man asking me for peas, man? Well, so what? I got 20 grand. That's my 20 grand, though. Nah, bro, you don't say that. And then it should have held it down. It should have been stacking up on that toilet roll on the low. He was probably boasting, that's why. Yeah, yeah, you know I've got the toilet roll in it. I got the soft thing, I got the velvet thing, I got the one shit, I got all of it.
That's hilarious. Two play.
I'm telling you, bro.
So my man should just grow up and hand over the meat.
Yeah, man.
Off the meat, fam.
Alright.
Lay off the meat, man. Lay off the thing.
Alright, well. Listen, I've had enough of seeing you man's faces all sprawled out in bed. You know, I don't think, you know, if it wasn't for this corona thing, I don't think I would ever, ever, ever see a video or picture of Femi lying in his bed or on his bed. Ever.
No.
Get used to it, my G.
I've seen enough of it right now, so.
Get used to it, man. When are we doing this Tuesday then?
Yeah,
Tuesday.
Damon, I think you got the same sofa as me.
I probably have. It's great.
Is it L-shaped?
Yeah.
I've got the big poof thing, the big footrest.
Damon,
so have I.
You got a poof there.
Ace so is seen the sofa.
Damon sofa bangs though. You'll be asleep. How long in like is 7 minutes.
Show me your sofa.
Don't ever ask a man how long is it again.
Show me your sofa.
She's on the sofa. So I don't know. It's just
Why have you got no bottoms on, D?
I've got D.
Yeah, your sofa looks quite similar to mine still. that's so funny.
Tuesday, yeah.
What was this for? Is this going up now?
Yeah, we're gonna put it up now. I'm gonna put it up right now.
And so we're gonna do Tuesday as well.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Cool.
I don't know about the video though. I don't know how that. What you want me to do the video?
Well, record it. Record it, and if you can record it,
the video already. But I don't.
If you can do
Femi, something before, yeah. Femi, you use this, yeah.
Yeah, but I've not saved it.
So when you hit record, because it says recording now, will it record the video as well or just the audio?
Bro, I've never recorded Ace.
Oh.
It just says live.
I just have conversations and then lock it off afterwards.
So this is on you, Ace. Try a thing, innit? You got plenty of time. You ain't doing that for 12 weeks. Do something with yourself.
Yo. So who's going to be on your show?
I know Reese is doing it this week.
And they're just going to change it every week. Can't hear you again. Your mic's
right. Locked himself off.
Your man be the boss.
Yeah,
well, you don't even know how it works. This podcast is definitely not going to happen.
I'm back.
He's back.
All right, just end the thing with some sound effects, Ace.
DJ. Bye, everyone.
Sorry, to answer your question.
You're going to get DJ. The BBC don't want us to know.
All right, Ace, just end the thing. Just press end.
Rate, subscribe, comment. Cut the chat.
Peace.
DJ. Ace's cut the chat.
Am I locking off or what? What's going on?